In the final chapter of Mishneh Torah, the Rambam tells us that at the very beginning of Yemos HaMashiach, the Messianic days, we will see a war unfold known as Gog u'Magog. And then the Rambam says that before this war, there will be a Navi, a prophet who will arise. And the purpose of this prophet's arising or coming is Liyasher Yisrael, to kind of straighten the Jewish people out. Ulahachin Liban, and to prepare their hearts. The Rambam, in his commentary on Mishnah, in Masechet Edyot, says that the meaning of Liyasher Yisrael is Lahadricham, to guide them, Letakin Maaseim, so that they might rectify or fix whatever it is that needs to be approved, improved, or changed. Ladas es Hashem, to prepare them to better know Hashem. He doesn't come to do anything new, lahaysef or legreya, not to add or subtract in any way, shape, or form. The Medrash Shecher Tov tells us that the Jewish people will not merit the coming of Mashiach without doing tshuva. And then the Medrash Shecher Tov adds, ve'neis en tshuva. They won't do this tshuva, this return, this wave of renewal, ad sheyavi Eliyahu, until Eliyahu Hanavi comes. And the Rambam, of course, quotes this verse that the Medrash Shecher Tov is commenting on. In the end of time, Veheshev Levavos Albanim, Eliyahu Hanavi will arrive, and he will cause the elder generation to be inspired by their youth. The Rebbe once commented and explained that herein we find a fascinating notion. As discussed in our previous episodes, the coming of Mashiach does not require miraculous transformation. In fact, Olam Kiminhag Yenoyeg, the world will continue to function as it has up until this point. Says the Rebbe, could you imagine a greater transformation than all the Jewish people suddenly uniting and doing tshuva? In other words, in order for the process to be natural, you would need to have a great leader, a tzaddik, an Eliyahu Hanavi, who would unite the people, inspire the people, encourage the people, uplift the people, so that they would do tshuva. And then, naturally, we'd be ready to welcome Yemos HaMashiach. May it be speedily, and in our days, Amen.